This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's it going there?
Really, really well. It really is. Things are, you know, we're literally getting more things repaired than are breaking. We're actually closing the gap. It's unbelievable. So things are going really well. How about with you?
Can't complain, Vince, and happy to be in the holiday season, and my family's together with me, and so I'm looking forward to a good holiday, Vince.
Wonderful. I'm delighted for you. So, Bert, you were working on detecting a problem with a ground fault circuit. You want to share with the class the tool that you bought to hunt that thing down? I think they might want to know about that.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, Vince, but yeah, it's a common tool. It's manufactured by, you know, five different people. It's basically a little box with a male plug-in, and you plug it in, and depending on the tool you buy, there could be six, seven, eight rows of LED indicators, and it basically tells you, do you have a ground fault? Or is your neutral and hot connected correctly? Is there an open? Is there, you know, basically whatever the possible short could be. And most of them also have a button you can push that tests the ground fault. So, because I had a very interesting, as you know, kind of an off-the-wall situation on one of my outlets. And it was wired before I owned the house, so not my fault. Fault being key word there, because it could be a ground fault. But anyway, so I've been playing around with it, trying to detect what's going on, Vince, but it's a very useful tool. It only costs about $10, so I recommend anybody get one. And it's definitely super useful, very easy to use. You literally just plug it in the outlet, and the LEDs tell you where the problem might be. And if there's no problem, there'll be, usually it's the last row, will have an indication. And it's just a great tool to have, Vince. And I don't know why I didn't have one earlier. But, you know, basically it's called an outlet tester, could be called a socket tester, or a GFI / North American AC electrical outlets, also known as a receptacle tester for three-wire, 120-volt. Amazon has them. eBay has them. Your Home Depot has them. Your Ace Hardware has them. And as I said, there'll be a row of indicator lights, and if everything's correct, typically it's the last row will light green, telling you everything's good. And you can go through every outlet in the house doing that, and you know, you might find something. So very useful to have, Vince.
Bert, the reason I asked you about this is because you have mentioned in the past surge protection, how important surge protection equipment is to protect the electronics in your house. And class, if you have a surge protector and your receptacle is wired incorrectly, your surge protector will probably do no good at all. So although you think that, you know, I bought this great surge protector, I spent $30 for it, you know, I'm good to go, if your outlet is not wired properly, if your receptacle is not wired properly, if it's not grounded properly, if the hot and neutral wires are reversed, or the ground disappears somewhere upstream on its way to the breaker panel, that surge protector is of no use. So that's why I spurred this question. So you might want to buy one. It's called an outlet tester or a receptacle tester. It looks like the male plug end of an extension cord without the cord. It looks just like that. It has multiple lights on it. And then there's a diagram that says when these lights light up in this sequence or in this pattern, it tells you whether you have an open ground, an open neutral, an open hot, a hot and ground wire reversed, a hot and neutral reversed, or whether it's correct. And it's a great tester. And as Bert said, the key is to test all of your receptacles, every single one. Now, that means if you have a duplex receptacle, one receptacle above the other in the same box, that's what most outlets look like, two receptacles in the same box, you need to test them both. Because it's possible that they are wired independently from each other. You know, the one above the other one, or the one below the other one, in the same box. So you need to test every single receptacle. And you might find that some of the contacts are loose. It just doesn't fit snugly. This tester doesn't fit snugly. And if that's the case, you're going to need to replace that receptacle so you don't have an arc inside the receptacle. You know, it looks like a welder, you know, an arc from a welder. You don't want that to happen. So it's a great tool. Bert, thank you for sharing that information.
Sure, Vince. Vince, it's a big news day and covers a topic we cover in our class often. Vince, breaking news just happened yesterday. Self-driving car company Cruise has just laid off a quarter of its workforce days before Christmas. 900 people. Don't ask me how they came up with the number 900. Maybe they didn't want to say 1,000. Vince, they're getting pink slips just before Christmas. It's not surprising, though, Vince, because they're in trouble for running over a lady in San Francisco and then trying to cover it up. And they're likely going to be fined for that. But, Vince, it's, well, not good news, but the company had a lot of problems, so getting the cars off the streets probably good news, and hopefully these people will find other work in, you know, maybe not so dangerous field where building cars that run over people. But Vince, just happened.
I hope they go out of business. I really do. I hope that all the employees and all the shareholders and the CEO and the vice presidents and the board of directors, I hope they all are thrown out on the street. Because this is an insane concept of putting motorized missiles on the road with no one in control. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I hope they all lose their entire investment. And I know that sounds really mean of me, but in the public interest, they need to be made an example of. This woman got run over, and then the company tried to cover it up. At least that's what's been reported. The company tried to cover it up. Everybody involved needs to lose their investment. Everybody. And their jobs. And, you know, I feel bad that, you know, some people are losing their employment before Christmas. Okay. Happens every year. Happens in retail. Happens in every walk of life. But working for a company that puts motorized, unmanned missiles in the public arena deserves to go out of business. I know that's a strong statement, but I feel very, very, I'm passionate about that. And I'm glad we at USA Prepares have exposed this, and I'm glad that one quarter of the workforce is now gone. Now, we need to work on the rest of the workforce. the other three quarters. And, of course, the board of directors and the CEO and all the vice presidents and assistant vice presidents and senior vice presidents, all of them, they need to go too. They need to know that they've done damage. It needs to stop. And this lying to us is outrageous. Bert, this is just a one example of manipulation of the media. Lying to us and letting people think, no, this is real safe. That's what they've been telling us, right? This is safe. They lied to the people who permitted this to happen in San Francisco. They lied to them, too.
Yeah.
These people That's need right. to be civilly and criminally prosecuted. Back to you.
That's correct, Vince. Not good before Christmas, but related news. We talk about the perils of cars driving on their own. Tesla, of course, has a feature in their cars that is called autopilot. And Vince, well, just this week, a few days ago, Tesla has recalled all their vehicles that have autopilot systems. And I believe that includes cars that had the system, but you paid if you wanted to activate the option, so it's in there. Vince, it's basically almost every Tesla is being recalled to correct a safety flaw. Vince, we've said that often on USA Prepares in class that we believe there's bugs in the autopilot. We've cited crashes and deaths where people were using autopilot, and they have now recalled all models. So this is Model S, this is Model Y, this is Model X, this is Model 3. Basically, I can go through the years, but it's almost every Tesla event. From, for instance, 2012 to 2023, Model S equipped with AutoSteer or, you know, and again, you might have that option in your car, but not activated it because in some models you pay a fee and then you get the options electronically activated. So, Vince, it's almost every Tesla has been recalled, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, known as NHTSA, they, quote, said, in certain circumstances when AutoSteer is engaged, the prominence and scope of the feature's controls are not sufficient to prevent driver misuse of the SAE Level 2 Advanced Driver Assistance feature. Sounds a little technical. They're basically saying they're blaming the driver in some sense, saying they're misusing it because you're supposed to stay aware. But this sounds pretty serious, Vince. So the recall has begun, and there is a software update, but you got to apparently, and I don't see where it says, but I assume you have to take your car in. I know a lot of cars you can do software updates electronically, but I think this is serious enough they want you to bring it into the dealer. And so just happened. I think for class, we're not recommending Teslas, but we're saying don't get the autopilot in any case.
Actually, I'm saying don't get the Tesla in any case. That's what I'm saying. Vincent Finelli, I'm saying that. You know, Bert, if a person has an accident and they've got their hands off the wheel and they end up in court, well, you didn't have your hands on the wheel. What's the difference between that and doing it with a Tesla? What's the difference?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First with us, Bert, I hope we at USA Prepares were instrumental in bringing public awareness to these motorized unmanned missiles, and the recall was in some way attributable to us. I hope that's the case. And I think it's wonderful. And when we stop making these autonomous driving vehicles, that would be a wonderful thing. It really is. You know, class, if you think about it, a subway. I'm not talking about the sandwich. I'm talking about the rails. A subway is on tracks. And there is no steering. There is no steering of a subway engine. They're electric, but they follow the tracks. However, my research tells me that the hands must be on the controls for that subway to operate. If the engineer takes his hands off the controls, it stops. That's been around way longer than Tesla's. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Vince. More EV news. We've talked about, well, Vince, depending on your state, probably not so much in Missouri, there's rules now that we have to go away from traditional internal combustion engines by, let's say, 2035. It varies by state. Some states are cutting back on that mandate. And we are selling more EVs than ever every year, but we're not hitting the targets that the government was trying to impose on us. Because, Vince, you know, there's some people want EVs, and maybe there's an advantage for them, but most people don't. And the market demand hasn't been there. We've talked about this all year. The dealer's lots are full of EVs now. I mean, we're not suggesting you do it, but you can make a good deal if you are in the market for a new car. And Vince, the best example of this is Ford, who Class probably well knows, they have an electric F-150. And Vince, they just had to cut their F-150 EV production in half because they cannot sell what they expected to sell of the electric pickup trucks. They were, again, filling up the dealer lots. And they just cut production in half. Now, what's that going to mean for states like California, where we have mandates? I think they're going to have no choice. They're going to have to back off on those regulations, at least allow hybrids, where a traditional hybrid, Vince, you do have an electric motor driving the wheels, but you have a traditional gas-powered engine that acts as a generator. You have a very small battery, which is much safer, and they are very efficient because they use the electric motors, and we've talked about how electric motors have 90% efficiency, and then you have a gas generator that's generating the electricity that's operating somewhat efficiently. And so, you know, hybrids are more likely the future than pure EVs, and Toyota has gone on that track. And but Vince, Ford just cut their EVs for their F-150 in half, their production for the next year. And Vince, I understand you don't work on EVs at the farm where you do have a full auto repair shop. You haven't seen one, have you?
No, nobody has an EV out here. No, you know why? Bert, it's 60 miles to Springfield. And it's like 180 miles to St. Louis. Who in their right mind, you know, would go to Springfield and with an EV and say, you know, it's kind of cold, I think I'm going to have to turn the heat on, and it's okay, it's daylight, so I won't need my lights, but coming home, it's probably going to be dark, I don't need my lights. I don't think I've got enough current to get there and back. Who would do that? Now, I understand that people who live, you know, in the city and they're going, you know, six blocks. Okay, I can get it. But I don't understand why anybody would have one here. And nobody does have one here. Because they, number one, we're too poor in this area to spend $60,000 on this newfangled contraption that has poor reviews, poor ratings, and is unserviceable. By the way, Bert, have you looked into tires for a Tesla? Tires for a Tesla are special tires. And you need a special tire-changing machine to put the special tires on the wheels. You know, yeah. Low rolling resistance tires. Not everybody can do it. We can't do that either.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA News Update. The end of the weekend could be a little rough along the east coast of the country. A significant storm moving up the coast with heavy rain and strong winds causing some flooding, downed trees and wires, and unseasonably warm temps Sunday into Monday. Senators set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Who's most dissatisfied with their jobs and ready to walk away? Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction as per a pay scale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. The Israel-Hamas conflict continuing in the Gaza Strip. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan holding discussions with Israeli officials today, marking a period of heightened tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, I just did a quick back of the napkin calculation about Tesla tires. You know, you can't buy just any brand name tire for Teslas. Only certain companies make tires that'll fit a Tesla. And Michelin does, and Goodyear does, and Pirelli does. So I just picked middle-of-the-road Pirelli. So if you buy a Pirelli tire to fit a Tesla, and you want to have it mounted and balanced, and you want to pay the sales tax on it and pay the disposal fee, which is required in many states. Four tires for a Tesla on your wheels, you have to provide the wheels, is $1,823 if you were to buy them in Springfield, Missouri. $1,823 for four tires. I got to tell you, people come here with their Mercedes and, an E-Class midsize Mercedes, which is what a Tesla is, midsize, and they drive away from our tire shop for between $400 and $500. Mount, balance, sales tax, disposal fee, and they get the tires too for less than $500, typically between $400 and $500, closer to $400, Mercedes. So there are a lot of hidden costs and fees and maintenance costs in with these Teslas that people just don't think about. Back to you.
Yeah, Bert. I mean, here, Vince. That's an interesting story. Vince, we have a great class, and a class member from Texas sent me a article that I thought was fascinating that, Vince, he sent two things to me. One, telling about a cemetery in Sweetwater, Texas. But, Vince, they're not just burying the bodies of deceased at the cemetery across the street. They're burying thousands of giant worn-out wind turbine blades. And for class, we should say Texas, for whatever reason, has adopted wind power as a large source of electric generation in the state. And the turbine blades wear out, and they don't have a very good life, and they're generally made out of fiberglass composites, and they need to dispose of them. We don't have a good way to recycle them. So they've been burying them, Vince, in the town cemetery in Sweetwater, Texas, and, just across the street from where the dead are buried, Vince. But that's not the only reason this person sent me this news story. Even more shocking than that, we've uncovered that in Scotland, where they have a lot of wind turbine generation of electricity, they have supplanted the wind turbines with diesel generators that in the months of December and January produce heat to keep the windmills warm so the windmills will work properly, but they're burning diesel generators out in the field next to all these windmills. And they tried to keep it a secret, but environmentalists have found out about it. So not only are the windmills killing eagles and other birds, but they're burning fossil fuel, which supposedly they were there to not have to burn fossil fuel, and they're burning the fuel to heat up the windmills to keep them warm. Vince, can you believe that?
Well, absolutely I can believe it. Because what you're saying is they have heating elements in these wind turbine systems so that they don't ice up. So to keep the turbines operational in freezing cold weather, they do have to provide some kind of heat. And it makes a lot of sense that they would use diesel generators to provide the electricity, to provide the resistive heating in the wind turbines. Because how else are they going to do it? If the wind turbines aren't turning, they can't provide their own electricity to de-ice them or defrost them or make them operational in cold weather. It's ridiculous. The whole, what is happening is we're being lied to at every turn. And why did those in Scotland feel it necessary to cover up the fact that they had to have diesel generators operational to make the wind turbines work? Well, that'd be so the generally dumb public doesn't say, well, hold it. What? Y'all mean that you got to have fossil fuels to use wind turbines? Is that what y'all are saying? Because then the generally dumb public would say, I don't think this makes any sense.
Well, it doesn't.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. And I'm glad you exposed this as well, Bert. This is beyond the pale. Absolutely beyond the pale. Diesel generators are great. There's no question about it. If someone wants a long-term solution to generating electricity efficiently in the middle of nowhere, diesel generators are a great way to go. As a matter of fact, Bert and class, do you know that our military, the United States military, commissions the manufacturing of generators for places where we are encamped all over the world? So when we go fight a battle, we need electricity. So what do you think we do? Do you think we set up a windmill? Do you think we set up a solar farm? No. What we do is we bring our own diesel fuel and our own diesel generators with us, and we fire them up. And they provide reliable, consistent, durable, maintainable electricity. That's what they do. And how do I know this? I've got one. I have a diesel generator. I've had three of them in my life. I still own one of them. I had two 5-kilowatt diesel generators, 5,000 watts. So you think, well, heck, I can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or the big box store, Sam's. I can get a 5,000-watt generator, and I can put it in my trunk and take it home. You're not going to take this one home. The one that I have is a 2-cylinder diesel. It's the size of a refrigerator. I'm not talking about an apartment or a dormitory refrigerator. I'm talking about a kitchen full-size refrigerator. That's how big it is. But it's on its side. It weighs 1,100 pounds. The frame, in order to save weight, is made out of aluminum. This is heavy duty. It's single phase, it's split phase, it's three phase, it's 120, it's 240, it's 208, it's everything. And it's all selectable. So if you want three phase, you just turn the knob. And it has very minimal electronics, minimal. It's all analog. And it's great. So if you want to buy a really good generator that uses about a half a gallon of fuel an hour, you get one of these MEP-002A. That's the model number I have. MEP-002A, military surplus. So I had two of them that are 2-cylinders. Onan, really strong. It's air-cooled. Great, great design. And I had a 4-cylinder. The 4-cylinder diesel was 10 kilowatts, weighed even more, and but I think most people get by just fine with 5 kilowatts. Seriously. It is impressive. But it's loud. And, you know, when there are bombs going off and rockets and, you know, cannons and mortars and bazookas and then small rifle fire, 30 caliber and 5.56, you know, the sound of a generator kind of just is background noise. But what I did with ours, both when I lived in Virginia and here at the farm, is I fabricated an automotive exhaust system. And I plumbed it into that, so you can't even hear this thing run. You can't. It's really quiet. It's as quiet as a, you know, a diesel pickup truck running. That's how quiet it is. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince. Next story, and I think we need to talk about it, but I'd like to warn class that if you are sensitive about animals being tortured, you might want to tune out what I'm going to talk about, but. I think it's serious. Vince, company Neuralink is being investigated for the third time for, Vince, what Neuralink does is they put a chip inside your brain, or that's what they propose, and they want to eventually do it on humans, but they've been testing on monkeys with a partnership with UC Davis, and while they're under investigation again for Vince, for killing the monkeys and torturing them as they open up their brains and put these integrated circuits into them as tests. And they're saying that the monkeys suffered from stress, physical altercations, trauma before their surgeries, and, well, eventually they were put to death. They gave several of the monkeys Prozac while they were undergoing the tests because they were so affected by it. Vince, it's really sad, and it's hard for me to talk about, Vince, some of the stories I've heard about what happened to the monkeys. I just can't see how you could be be so insensitive to do these kind of experimentations on otherwise just totally great animals to do something like this. So the SEC is investigating them again. Now, the reason the SEC is involved is because they're saying that they've been covering this up and lying to investors, and that's where the SEC would get involved. Elon Musk is claiming these monkeys were all about to die, so that's why they chose those monkeys to do the test, and they're saying that's just that was just not true. And then that's about all I want to say about it, because it's a very disturbing story. But the company's Neuralink, and the SEC is now investigating again the experiments they've been doing in cooperation with UC Davis on monkeys. Hence.
Okay, class. So UC Davis is University of California at Davis. And this has made the news before, third time. I've heard somebody say on the radio that Elon Musk is the most dangerous person on the planet. I think that person probably feels exactly the same way right now as he did when he said it many, many times, that Elon Musk, in his opinion, is the most dangerous person on the planet. Nobody needs to drill holes with a saw in the skull of a monkey that's alive to see what'll happen. Nobody needs to do that. It's cruel. It's outrageous. And it needed to stop before it even got started. Elon Musk. So what can you do? Well, you can buy a Tesla, help him with his wealth, make sure he has more, or you can not buy a Tesla. If you own stock in any of his ventures, X, Tesla, Neuralink, you could sell it and get out of it. And if enough people sold shares of his stock, he would lose wealth. And maybe, just maybe, he would learn a lesson that what he's doing is not necessary. Starlink is not necessary. Nobody needs more satellites. Nobody needs to have more oxygen destroyed with the sending of the...
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's an emotional discussion about Elon Musk torturing and murdering monkeys by proxy under the guise of scientific research. Bert, is there anything that you can think of that Elon Musk and company makes or make that we need? Is there one thing?
Well, I think he's done a good job at making the rockets that we're using to bring a lot of satellites and astronauts into space. He seems to have made a more efficient rocket at a better price than, but I don't, you
okay,
know.
Okay, so while he's
mixed,
got...
It's a mixed picture, Vince. That's how I would put it.
Okay. So while he's got these allegedly efficient Teslas, he's destroying the atmosphere with rockets, right?
Well, I think it's our destiny to go to space, Vince, and he just seems to, you know, rockets are tremendously inefficient in the amount of energy they use to lift payloads or astronauts into space, and he's been able to do it much more efficiently and reliably than predecessors that have had rockets that go into space. So I think he's been successful there, Vince.
What's next?
Vince, I thought this was fascinating. Amazon, talking about space, is working on a network to use laser links to boost the internet speed that you use going through the space internet. And basically, they're going to create a mesh network using optical lasers to connect their satellites together. Since I find this fascinating because it's going to speed up the internet. It's using advanced technology. I think the only thing to worry about is that we have laser links powering networks across the lower Earth orbit and so, you know, miles above the planet. We just have to be careful. For instance, if you're going on a trip for space tourism, and Vince, that's going to happen in our lifetime, you're going to be able to board a spacecraft and go up to a space station or just travel around the planet and go back. That is coming in our lifetime. And you just have to be careful to avoid intercepting these laser beams. And, you know, we're going to have to navigate through that. So anybody coming down to the planet has to worry now, besides about smashing into space debris that's up there in tremendous amount. You now have to worry about getting hit by these laser beams. But it's fascinating, though, Vince, because we're going to have a mesh network of lasers connecting these satellites, and Amazon seems to be the key provider of this technology in its Project Kuiper Internet satellites that they're launching right now, Vince. So it's going to be a mesh network in space.
So what about the possibility of somebody not having the correct attitude? What I'm talking about is the positioning of the satellite in space where these lasers get tilted downward instead of horizontally.
Well, I hope they have protection to prevent that, Vince, because the last thing you want to do is be sleeping at night in your home and have a laser beam accidentally come down and, burn your house up, or at least, you know, hard to say how much damage it would do, but it would certainly be blinding if you looked at it, because we know even little laser pointers that Vince said you can buy anywhere now, even those can be dangerous. You know, there's been people trying to point them at airplanes that have gotten in big trouble because you can blind the pilots. They're looking at using them in warfare to blind, you know, if you're in a dogfight between two pilots and opposing air forces, they can use lasers to incapacitate the pilots. So there's definitely downsides to laser beams. So let's hope they work that part out, Vince.
Yeah, the best thing to do to work that out is to not do it at all. You know, we seem to, Bert, we don't seem to care about what we do in the oceans, what we do in the atmosphere, what we do on the ground. You read about all these fish that are ending up on the shore of Japan, and people say, "Whoa, what's this all about?" Millions of fish. They release radioactive waste into the ocean, and then these fish show up, and people go, "I wonder how that happened. I wonder why. Huh? I wonder why."
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Or the whales on the East Coast that are getting killed from the windmills that they're putting up. Now, they've canceled some of the projects because it didn't pencil out financially. But whales, you know, some people are trying to cover it up, but whales have been dying off the coast of New Jersey, Vince, where you grew up, from the windmills. The wind turbine.
Yeah. And who's doing this? People who are so greedy, they are willing to sacrifice the only place that we have to live, planet Earth. We're not getting off anytime soon. They're willing to sacrifice our planet for their own insatiable greed. More money, more money, more power, more control, more money. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And when will it stop? Well, a few things have to happen for it to stop, and I won't mention what they are. Bert, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Got it, Ben.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.